Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Those wishing to stand as candidates in the upcoming parliamentary elections have until 6 o'clock this evening to submit their applications. The first and second rounds of voting will take place on the 11th and 18th of June. Macron is looking to secure a strong majority in these elections in order to successfully carry through his policies, and at the moment at least, the polls are putting him ahead of his rivals. A Harris Interactive poll predicts he will win 32% of the vote in the first round. At the end of his first week in office, Macron is visiting Mali today, his first trip as president outside the European Union. He will visit 1,600 French troops at the Gao military base, who are deployed in the former colony as part of Operation Barkhane, an ongoing anti-insurgent campaign in the Sahel region of Africa. His trip will only be covered by 25 journalists after the decision by the Élysée Palace to limit the number of reporters assigned to the president. Around 20 newspaper editors filed an open letter to convey their worries about how this decision will affect the freedom of the press. The president has also placed a cap on the number of aides allowed by each member of his new government, according to the Journal Officiel. Ministers can have 10 and secretaries of state only 5. As announced by the French Telecom Markets annual report, mobile phone deals are coming down in price. There was a drop of 1.6% last year, although not so good as in 2014 when packages fell by 10%. There is good news on mobile coverage too, with operators claiming to cover between 80 and 90% of the population through their ongoing network expansion. After a legal saga which has dragged on for 7 years, Swedish prosecutors have finally dropped their rape case against the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Mr. Assange has lived at the Ecuadorian embassy in London for the past 5 years to avoid extradition. It's polling day in Iran today, as 56 million Iranians vote to decide who will be their next president. The two main candidates are the current president, Hassan Rouhani, who advocates an open relationship with the West, and the more hardline Ebrahim Raisi, who is particularly hostile towards the United States. On the last day of Ligue 2, tensions are high to see who will be promoted to Ligue 1 next year. The 6 teams in the running are Strasbourg, Amiens, Troyes, Lens, Brest and Nîmes. The matches kick off at 8:30. And finally, a painting by the late artist Basquiat has fetched a record-breaking $110.5 million at Sotheby's in New York. The painting was bought by a Japanese collector who was planning to open a museum in his hometown. He paid $57.3 million for another of Basquiat's works last year. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.